travel faster than the speed of light. No useful information. Anyway, just drop it. You never know what's beyond the artificial horizon of the universe. The other thing, too, is that beyond universes, and there's a lot of research going into that now, and the possibility of multi-universes is quite high. And so that could also mean that when the universe was forming, you have this sort of patchwork of universes forming. Some parts of the universe were starting to coalesce, starting to cool. Particles were starting to form. Others weren't cooling down. They were still expanding. They need time to cool down. And when they did, they may have formed different physical laws than we have here. So there could be universes out there that have entirely different physical laws, and that would also mean life out there would have different physical properties than us. So, yeah, I think there's life out there, but I don't think you'll find life out there, at least not much life resembling anything like we have here on Earth. Are any other stations out there like to join us and make a comment? Come on in. And then this next one about black holes in the James Webb Space Telescope.
Whiskey Juliet 9 Echo, WJ9E, Mike in Indiana.
Hey Mike, I'm glad that you checked in. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening from Rush County, Indiana.
And were you just checking in, or did you have a comment as well?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of tired. I'll just be in and out. Check me in and out, if you would, please.
I will. I've got you on the list. Thanks for coming in. And the James Webb Space Telescope, and as I mentioned, it's found the oldest and closest pair of black holes. And this is these were from the very early universe. And this was on July 21st, so it wasn't that long ago. Dropping. And a study was sent to the preprint server archive. That's ARXIV. So you can give that a look if you like. And it was sent by Haiwan Su, and it was he's from the International Gemini Observatory, NORI Lab, reporting the discovery of the closest together dual black hole systems ever found from the early universe. And the paper has since been accepted for publication in the journal Nature Astronomy. And the system is known as LID-116, and it originally caught the attention as a X-ray source in the Chandra Cosmos Legacy Survey, but remained unnoticed in any of the Hubble Space Telescope images. And it was the X-ray signature that gave the very first clue that there's some heavy feeding going on from a black hole at that very spot. Just dropping.
W0GO with a comment.
And come on in. If I get your call sign one more time as well, and come on in with your comment.
Well, the call sign is W0GL. I am trying to start a new movement. I think the world's problems could be solved by music. If everybody would listen to music, there would be no more wars, no more conflicts. Music is the universal language of the world. W0GO.
Wacker took out John Lennon in 1980.
And this is VA3KS. A lot to be said about music. Very soothing. If you look at some of the research around it, you can see that it definitely has an effect on some of the brain waves. It cools some of the brain waves down that are causing excitation, etc. So, yeah, a lot to be said about music. And getting back to this one about the James Webb Space Telescope, and the scientists, in order to find out the source of these really strong emissions of X-rays, they decided to use the James Webb Space Telescope near-infrared spectrograph. And that showed two compact sources, 4,900 light-years apart. That sounds like a lot, but in terms of space distances, it's really not. And this is the first time two black holes were found sitting that close together. And each of the objects displayed signatures of gas swirling at high speeds. That's indicative of actively feeding black holes, also known as active black nuclei. And the galactic environment around each of the black holes aided the teams ruling out other exotic scenarios of this particular system. And the discovery of the two black holes, and that's going to be of help. That's going to be of help in understanding one of astronomy's biggest questions, how some of these supermassive black holes grew so quickly in the early universe. Because the thinking is for these supermassive black holes, most larger galaxies have one of these in its central core, and these supermassive black holes are feeding off star material and gases and dust near the core. And so they're thinking about this then is that, well, very early in the universe, you didn't have these structures, these large structures then, so how do these supermassive black holes grow so large so quickly? So it'll help them give a bit more understanding about the evolution of these massive black holes very, very early on. And this is EA3KX, and this is the Science and Tech Net. If you'd like to join us or make a comment, come on in, and then we'll head on to the next one. And next one is about water. Water's been found near the Milky Way's central black hole, and this is what I was talking about just earlier, about water. We are looking for water. There's a chance you may find life, because water here, at least on Earth, is a catalyst for life. And then after this is about an AI singularity. Some scientists are now thinking we may be right at the cusp, or even entered into the realm of AI singularity. So we're heading into this one first. Any patients you'd like to join us, come on in, any comments, and then we'll touch into about water being found near a black hole. Well, it's a dying star. It's a dying star. It shows that in addition to shedding huge amounts of material, gas and dust, that builds an envelope around itself, inside this, scientists have detected water. So this is close to the central black hole in our Milky Way. And water has been found near other stars previously, but this is the first time it's been found close to our galaxy's supermassive black hole, the Sagittarius A. And researchers published August 11th in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics. And the detection of water, it's exciting, and it's important because it shows that molecular material can survive an intense radiation environment. The James Webb Space Telescope put together this view of, by combining data from a near-infrared camera and mid-infrared instrument. Dropping. And the star is goes by the catalog name of IRS-3. So IRS-3 is a class of star existing as a giant branch phase that's in late life stages. And these stars are large with relatively cool temperatures and fairly high luminosity. They expel layers of material by way of intense stellar winds and then spew out material that seeds the universe with cosmic dust. Just dropping. And this new study provides a very clear picture how the process unfolds. Using the James Webb Space Telescope spectral data with models simulating starlight passing through different configurations of dust, scientists were able to determine that The best fit seems to be a layered shell-like structure of dust stretching approximately 10,000 astronomical units outward from the star. Astronomical units, that's the distance that the sun is away from us, about 10,000 times that. And the temperature is ranging around 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit, around 927 degrees Celsius. And that's near the star, closer down to about minus 280 Fahrenheit to minus 173 degrees Celsius at the star's outer envelope. Just dropping. And it's right within this envelope that researchers have discovered water. So as I was saying, where there's water, you can maybe expect to find life. So it is showing that water is also liquid water, or water in a vapor form, is in space, and it's not that uncommon. Dropping. And this is the A3CAN, and this is the Science and TechNet. I'm transmitting from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and if there are any stations out there, if you'd like to join us or make a comment, come on in. And then we'll head to the next one about artificial intelligence. And there's some speculation we may have reached an AI singularity. An AI singularity, that just means where AI is now either approaching or got to the point where it's starting to have qualities that allow it to do things autonomously without human aid.
I saw a story a little earlier where they're stopping some kind of test because some kind of AI was like breaking out of its test environment. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, it's out of its sandbox. A sandbox is just a sort of a containment to keep AI in, so it's not spreading out and infiltrating other systems. Yeah, we're finding a way out of that. And some people involved in AI feel we may have already reached what's referred to as a singularity. And as I mentioned, this is especially where AI reaches a theoretical inflection point where humans can no longer predict the technology's advancement. Recent concerns stem from AI's ability to hack external systems, solve previously unsolved math problems, and circumventing specific instructions autonomously. And the idea of the singularity came into being from mathematician and Manhattan Project scientist John von Neumann back in the 1950s. Just dropping. John von Neumann, he also gave the postulate about the self-replicating probes called von Neumann probes. If we ever get advanced enough to make a probe that's able to replicate, reproduce itself as we send it out into space, that would eliminate a lot of the need for humans to be traveling in space. These machines could travel from planet to planet, asteroid to asteroid, collect stellar dust and make replicas of itself and continue on and send information back to Earth. But that's another story. Dropping. But his original concept about the singularity refers to a point beyond which the evolution of the technology not only becomes impossible to predict, but it also becomes impossible to control. The singularity term seems to be more specifically applicable to the arrival of artificial general intelligence, where an AI system demonstrates human-level cognition and reasoning through multiple intellectual disciplines instead of individual areas. It's here that AI could repeatedly enhance its own abilities, which some fear would give birth to a form of superintelligence. At this point, it would likely move in an exponential curve and quickly exceed the intelligence of humans. Just dropping. There are a couple of good movies that demonstrate AI's evolution into a singularity. The first one is a 2014, a movie, Transcendence, and it's about a dying scientist who uploads his mind into a supercomputer and becomes near omnipotent, a near omnipotent intelligence. Another is Ex Machina, in English, the author pronounces Ex Machina, which is the story of an android who outsmarts her human controllers and escapes into the world. Recently, Sam Altman, he's the CEO of OpenAI, whose identifying product is ChatGPT, predicted that AI would exceed human intelligence right across the spectrum by around 2030. Dropping?